I'm Mason, spending time with you this hour. I've got a very special guest today with me. He's appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He's been on Jimmy Kimmel Live, NBC's Last Comic Standing, regularly showcased on nationally syndicated radio, and now you're on the number one midday show in the 417. It's Dusty Slay.
All right, we're having a good time.
Yeah, how's it going?
Great. Hey, you know, I did a Comedy Central clip, too, that got almost 2 million views, and yesterday I was at Mama Jean's here in Springfield, and
really?
A guy in train conductor overalls recognized me.
That's awesome.
That feels good. I was like, yes, very famous. Yeah, but then I was like, yeah, I'm doing shows all weekend at Springfield at Blue Room Comedy Club. He was like, well, good luck. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, so you're not coming. You're not coming then.
Well, is this your first time in Springfield?
No, I've been here several times. I love coming here. I was here when the Blue Room was first created.
First ever?
Well, it was early on, very early
OG.
On. Yeah.
I made him sleep in my mom's basement.
Yes.
He slept in Chris's basement.
Slept in many places here in Springfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
First off, how'd you get into comedy? You're a comedian. What?
Well, I grew up in a trailer park, which wasn't that fun. So
okay.
Not sure why they call it a park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There wasn't no rides in there. And so I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, and didn't have friends, so took an improv class.
Cool.
And people were like, hey, you should try stand-up and do that country character that you do. I'm like, oh, character, huh?
Character? It's like, that's just me.
Yeah. So I started doing comedy with overalls and no shoes,
yeah.
And then I bombed a lot, so I quit.
Dusty, got a few more questions for you. So how long have you been doing comedy?
Oh, so long, but I like to say 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been funny your entire life, probably.
Oh, yeah. That's what I say. You know, in high school, I got to make the whole class laugh, and that made it worth it to go to school. I didn't care about learning, but if I could make the whole class laugh, that's worth it.
Yeah.
But then I graduated high school, and I was like, that's over. What do I do now? I was sad for years, you know?
Oh, my goodness. So, like, as a kid, did you always want to be a comedian? Or, like, is you just kind of grew
into
it? Oh,
no.
It,
the way I grew up, you had no aspirations to be anything. You're like, we're just going to flow along and see what happens.
Okay.
I was a pesticide salesman for many years. I sold pesticides to Lowe's and Home Depot.
Really?
People would come in there, and they would ask weird questions. You know, they'd be like, I'm looking for something organic. I'd like to kill the insects but not harm the environment. I'm like, well, how about a shoe, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, aren't insects part of the environment?
That's what I always say, yeah.
Very special guest for you today. His name's Dusty Slay. You've been working with a lot of awesome people.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who's the coolest person you worked with?
Well, you know what? I met Jeff Foxworthy not too long ago.
Oh, awesome.
And I always liked Jeff Foxworthy. I've met Ron White years ago, but I met Bill Engvall recently. I did a show called Nashville Squares, which I don't know when that airs, but I did film that.
Yeah.
And then I met Jeff Foxworthy at the Grand Ole Opry. And then I did an interview with Jeff Foxworthy, which hasn't come out yet, but it will come out in September.
So would you say Jeff Foxworthy, one of your biggest idols?
I think as far as comedy goes, I mean, Jeff Foxworthy, that's about as big as idol. I mean, I was living in a trailer park when Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck came out. I was in middle school, and he had us walking around school saying, you want to, and all right,
yeah,
like
true.
We weren't already saying it.
those redneck words.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're now saying it like with purpose.
So you met Jimmy Fallon, right?
I did meet Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon show.
Very fun. Yeah. Very nice guy. I've done that show twice, and it's great. I mean, the first time I was so excited and nervous to be there that I met him, but it was a blur. But the second time I was way relaxed,
yeah.
So it felt good.
Have you ever thought about like doing a late night show? Would you be into something
like
that?
Well, I'd love to host a game show, you know? I wish that Steve Harvey retires, I'd like to take over Family Feud. I don't see that happening, but who knows?
I'd love to see you in charge of a game show. Dusty, who is your favorite comedian?
It's hard to say. There's so many. I really like albums more than just a specific comic.
Mm-hmm.
Like old school albums like Steve Martin, Let's Get Small,
okay.
Very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield, No Respect, very funny. I feel like people know of that, but they never actually go and listen to the album.
Yeah,
it's
those
great.
Are some throwbacks for some of our listeners.
Yeah, like. Yeah, really good. I'm having a great time. I feel great where I'm at. I like the build, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Each time that I come to the Blue Room, it's a little better every time. So I'm excited for this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend at the Blue Room, it's a clean comedy, right?
Well, I never like to tell people that I'm clean because if they hear that I'm clean, they think, oh, he must not be funny.
Yeah.
But I like to say that I'm semi-clean, you know. I got a little edge to me. But I just got good jokes, you know, and I got fun stuff. I'm talking about – waiting tables and selling pesticides and
everybody can relate to
living in a trailer park. Yeah. And dropping off old TVs at Goodwill, you know, those sorts of things.
So since I got an expert in the house, I want to know, what is the funniest, corniest dad joke?
Oh, man, my dad keeps telling me this joke. He wants me to tell it on stage. He keeps telling it to me. I don't know if it's my favorite, but he keeps telling. He goes, old woman walked into her house and her husband was sitting there with a fly swatter. And he was like, she was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm killing flies. I killed three female flies and one male fly. And she was like, how do you know the sex? And he was like, well, two of them was on the phone and one was on the beer can.
Oh, man.
And he keeps going, tell that on stage.
It sounds like comedy runs in the family.
Yeah, so my dad is actually very funny, but he loves to send me a joke like that. I can't tell that. But he'd be happy to know that I told it on the radio.
Yeah, maybe try it tonight at Blue Room.
Yeah.
Dusty Slay, nationally renowned comedian, came all the way to Springfield. He's going to be performing tonight and tomorrow at the Blue Room Comedy Club. Weird question, because I know this is like a super crossover. So if you had to open up for, like, do a comedy open for a pop music artist.
Oh, pop, yeah.
Yeah, who would you do it for? Needleman?
Well, I don't know a lot of current people, and I'm not even old, right?
Well, that's okay.
I
just who would you choose? Anybody in the whole world?
I would love to do like an NSYNC. I think that'd be fun. Maybe is Justin Timberlake still?
He is, but he hasn't done anything in a really long time. I think he retired without telling anybody.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to do that. I like a old Backstreet Boys. All the pop stars I know, I feel like are retired. Who wouldn't want to do NSYNC, right? I'd like to get out there and sing a bit with them, you know?
That would be really good. Bye-bye-bye dance?
Yeah. There was a song right after I graduated high school where they went real R&B, called Gone. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I used to tear that up in the car, you know?
Would love to see that.
Yeah. I get into it. That one came out at the same time as Usher's You Got It Bad. And the guy who, D'Angelo, is that the guy who always had his shirt off?
Oh, yeah.
My Whole Life Has Changed. Do you remember those songs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was jamming.
Those
I
were your chances.
I had them
jams
on a mixed CD, you know.
Dusty Slay in studio. Thanks for being here. Got one big question for you. Interviews always end with, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself doing comedy on TV and movies?
Well, it's hard to say, but yeah, I mean, hopefully. I mean, I sold a development deal to ABC last year for a TV show. I don't know that one's going to happen, but I got other things in the works right now. But 5 years is a long way away. I mean, a lot has happened in the last 5 years. Who knows? I mean, I could be, you know, world famous, or I could be, you know, living on a trailer, working at Home Depot again. Who knows? You know what I mean? I think everything's going great. I mean, this year I got invited back to Montreal. It was Variety Top 10 Comic to Watch. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Montreal, did that showcase. It went great. So who knows? I mean, I think it's just going to keep going up, and I'm pumped. Yeah. I'm so excited. I love comedy, and I just want people to come out, see me do comedy.
Cool.
And laugh, have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, awesome. A man with some plans and some aspirations.
Boom.
Dusty Slay, you can see him tonight at the Blue Room Comedy Club.
Yeah, and if you want, dustyslay.com is my website. I got all my info on there. That way you can check me out before you come see me. Because I know if you'll watch the videos, you'll be like, I got to go.
Oh, that's, I watched it. I was like, yeah. I cannot wait for you to come in here.
Don't watch them all.
Don't watch them all.
I'll be doing a few of those jokes again. Just watch one.
One or two. You don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. And I have a podcast called the We're Having a Good Time podcast. Very fun. I've been doing a 10-part series. We're on week 8 right now where I'm talking about how to become a comic. So if people are interested in being comics or just want to know what's happening with it, listen to that. Yeah. I do that with my wife, Hannah Hogan.
So if you think you're funny, listen to the podcast. And maybe you are. Who knows?
Absolutely.
You can find out how to be funny if you're not.
Right. I mean, I may not teach you how to be funny, but I can teach you how to go through the steps to be a comic.
Okay.
So there's people that do it pretty successfully that aren't that funny. So, you know what I mean?
I've got a comedian friend that does exactly that.
Yeah.